Next item on the agenda is Gamesa Energy USA LLC, 11-0220. Morning, Mr. Badger.
Gamesa Energy requests authorization to conduct geological coring, sampling, and assessment of geotechnical conditions and to set acoustic Doppler current profilers on the seabed within the study area in the lower Chesapeake Bay west of Cape Charles in Northampton County to determine the feasibility for the installation of a single 5-megawatt offshore wind turbine prototype. This was the original study area, which was located approximately 3 miles off of Cape Charles, west of the, and covers approximately 1.2 miles here in the pink. I guess it's going to be and a cable here in blue, additional cable corridor. And this would have been the original study area for the acoustics survey and soundings here. However, the Virginia Pilots Association and the Virginia Maritime Association have expressed concerns to staff regarding the possibility of future placement of the turbine in this designated study area. And we have received a letter of opposition dated March 16th of this year from Captain William Coffer, who is the president of the Virginia Pilots Association. He points out that the area is in use as an anchorage, and at the present time there are 4 ships anchored within the study area and 6 more outside the study area. They also state that the area is used by ships during storm events. This was real time as of March 14th, so you can see inside the study area itself the number of ships and the number of ships offshore. Based on the Pilot and Maritime Association's concerns, the applicant submitted a revised study area that they hope would not involve the anchorage area itself. The original study area is here in gray. The new study area is inshore a little bit and a little bit less water. And you can see the green, the entire study area. However, this may end up covering more of the navigational channel from the high-rise bridge to the Cape Charles entrance channel, which would come up. Here's Plantation Light. I know it's difficult to see, but it would come up like this and coming into the entrance channel. This is just a cross-section showing the borings and the 200 feet and the vibrocore borings and the 10 feet. The sampling will support constructability, verification, foundation design, environmental conditions, assessment, and the regulatory meet review for the turbine and buried cable right that will be the subject of a future application based on the selected site. This is my rendition. This is the study areas where the actual wind turbine may go. It may be offshore a little bit of this or not, but you can see underneath in yellow is some areas where there is some fish activity. Our fisheries division states that the proposed wind turbine study area is situated along and possibly within the boundaries of the Cape Charles Reef. The disturbance to this area is of concern. Although this reef is not a VMRC-maintained artificial reef location, it is a frequently used area by fishermen. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to issue a permit for the study in early April. Department of Game and Fishery does not anticipate the sampling to result in any adverse impact to species under their purview. However, the further construction and operation and maintenance of a wind facility in this region has the potential to impact resources under their purview. And these are some photos that were taken on March 17th. In Cape Charles Harbor, you can see the boats, the ships offshore. Again, closer. Looking back, that's Plantation Creek. Cape Charles Harbor is up here. It's probably Plantation Light right there, which is about the end of the study area. And I'll leave this up.
The Colliers?
Coal
I believe they are, yes. Mm-hmm. They same problem that you see on the other side. They've just used all of that up. And that's happened a few times every so often they back up. It's not normal, though. Our recommendation, staff is aware that the proposed that there is a possible navigational issue associated with the use of the area as an anchorage, and that there will likely be other concerns associated with the site of a wind turbine in this location. However, at this point, a turbine is not being proposed, and staff is reluctant to pass judgment on a project that at this time does not exist. This request seeks authorization to study an area off Cape Charles to determine the feasibility of the installation of a single 5-megawatt offshore wind turbine to prototype. No permanent structures are proposed in the application. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the code, staff recommends approval of the project as submitted. We also recommend that the applicant contact the Virginia Pilots Association, the Virginia Maritime Association, and U.S. Coast Guard to address their navigational concerns before submitting a joint permit application for any wind turbine location.
Questions of Mr. Badger? Thank you, Hank. Very good briefing. Is the applicant present or representative?
I'm sorry. I should have jumped out.
No.
You had one of your – I couldn't have let you go that quickly, Mr. Badger. Maybe I missed something, but you had one of your – maybe third in your slides, you had a depiction of the area that was a little bit different. And
yes, the original.
The original, and then that. So they've come inshore from their original sighting.
This here in gray was their original location. And that's what the Pilots Association originally protested to. However, my guess is this is probably just a little bit better because it's a little bit less depth.
So right.
The ships would probably be off in this general area. But it is still 50 foot of water here.
Right. And I have a follow-up question then. Is that an either or? Are they going to go north or south or both?
Look at both areas.
Okay.
The only reason they cut it in half is they know that they can't put anything right in the area where the channel comes through, the entrance channel.
Okay.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Badger. Mr. Daniel? Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. John Daniel on behalf of Gamesa Energy and Northrop Grumman this morning. I'm going to be brief because we ultimately agree with your staff recommendation, but I do want to make a couple of comments as we begin this foray into wind energy offshore. The prototype project consists in total of 2 5-megawatt turbines. There's one offshore, which is the one that Hank has explained to you this morning, and there's another one onshore, which will be sited in Cape Charles in Northampton County. With me this morning are individuals who you'll likely see as this project goes forward, and I want to take this opportunity to introduce you to a few of them. With Gamesa Energy is Todd Hooper, who's the senior developer on this project, and from Northrop Grumman, Mr. Doug Law, who's a research engineer, and Steve Hainer, and those of you who walk the halls of the Capitol know Steve very well. Consulting on this project are the EESS group, Mr. Charles Natale and Steve Wood. You should also know that Mr. Varnell and folks at VIMS are involved with this project in helping find appropriate siting. And probably you should know that Mr. Natale is also a graduate of VIMS and a former member of your commission staff. Unfortunately, he's also the guy who can't get his phone to turn off. and he apologizes.
There are a lot worse things that occur in here, believe me.
There has.
Yes, sir.
Been party to some.
I imagine.
Obviously, the matter before you today is one of first impression for the commission and, frankly, for the Commonwealth. The matter before you today does, though, truly represent, I think, the first real step to achieving that status for the Commonwealth that we've all heard Governor McDonnell aspire to, and that is that Virginia become the energy capital of the East Coast. So it's important for that reason, but it's also important for what will be learned from this prototype project, for the valuable and the necessary information, scientific, technological, that'll answer key questions and provide guidance for the establishment of future offshore wind farms and the resulting clean energy that can be produced by that industry. This application today, as Hank has explained to you, is for certain studies. It's the first of two that you will be considering as we go forward. And today we only seek approval to undertake these site suitability studies, as Mr. Badger's described. Within the next several months, assuming those studies prove out, Gamesa and Northrop Grumman will seek your further approval for the actual use of an identified area of Sebaquis Bottom on which to locate the foundation upon which the prototype turbine can be set. Parallel with these discussions, there are ongoing discussions, at least for the three members who reside on the Eastern Shore with the town of Cape Charles and Northampton County, which are progressing nicely. The 5-megawatt offshore turbine and the land-based 5-megawatt turbine will be connected by a submarine cable, the trench for which will be directionally drilled. And that total 10-megawatt system will, in fact, produce electricity for the life of those turbines. I want to thank your staff for their assistance and their diligence in getting this matter on your agenda this morning. The ultimate goal for this project is to be operational by the summer of next year. And obviously that is a fast track and moving very quickly. But Mr. Watkinson and others have been instrumental in helping us get to you this morning on this first step, if you will. But I want to tell you that while the issue is novel for the commission, Mr. Watkinson and others on your staff have been at this initiative for some months, helping to develop valuable information concerning the state waters, the areas to avoid and the areas that might be considered, and spending innumerable meetings in Richmond developing the regulatory proposals for the ultimate turbine operation. We are indeed aware of the concerns raised by the Pilots Association, and clearly it's not our desire in any way, shape, or form to limit their ability to do the important work that they do. So it's our intention to discuss directly with them, and actually the modified drawings which you've seen this morning are the fruit of some of those discussions, and we will continue to address other concerns that they may have as we go forward. However, one need to be mindful that the original proposed sites were selected after an exhaustive and very careful scrutiny of the area, and a number of factors, not the least of which were the ability to avoid certain important avian species, the proximity to the land-based turbine, and not the least of which the impacts perhaps for Eastern Shore residents, which would certainly be few. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to close. We fully support and appreciate the efforts that the staff has put into getting us here this morning. We're glad to answer any questions that you may have. Or any of the number of people who are here involved with this project. So,
Mr. Plumley,
Mr. Daniel, good morning. My question was, and you may not feel comfortable answering, but it appeared to me to be a very small area of sampling, surface area wise, and approximately 80 samples are being taken. But maybe that's somebody else is here to address that specifically, but. This is the study to eventually perhaps bring the project back to us so we would see the results of this study and the work that's done here.
I'll give it a try, and then I got smart guys with me. So. originally, the thinking was this had needed to be in very, very deep water, and one of the abilities we had was the desire and the work of Northrop Grumman, who or the guys that know how to make things work in water, could use more shallow water, so it allowed us to move east. The turbine is hopefully will be in one of those areas. We need to know exactly where the foundation that's being designed by the Northrop Grumman folks can actually sit so that it can support. This is a 5-megawatt turbine. I'd try to give you some reference point, but we don't have any. Most of what you've seen or heard talk about are substantially less sized than that. That doesn't mean necessarily the height of the blades are bigger, but the turbine itself is a more powerful tool. So am I helping you with respect to, we need to know what the bottom looks like. We need to know what the tidal wave action is. Part of this is to try to simulate as best as possible conditions that are much further offshore in order to prototype the foundation and the turbine.
Right. So it's the power of the turbine and the mass of the foundation that you're looking
at. Yeah, although the foundation mass is not as large as one might think. I mean, do you want to speak to that, Doug, or Charles?
I just thought that it looked like a very small footprint. These samples are being taken from, and so the test itself, I mean, that doesn't seem to be much of a...
Yeah, which is, it's 20 by 20 or 400. It really is why we got to believe that, you know, notwithstanding conversations from pilots and others, there's a lot of waterway out there, and we certainly ought to be able to find that area where these interests that are both important are not necessarily competing.
Further questions? Mr. Robbins and Mr. Tanker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to ask what further steps you envision between now and the time that a final site selection is proposed in terms of providing for the airing of concerns that these other stakeholders have in the discussion. For example, you may go through your process and determine that one area is best suited for it in terms of bottom substrate, et cetera, but there may be very different impacts from the view of the other concerned stakeholders as you go throughout this area. So what steps do you envision taking as this project goes forward?
Well, I think the first important step was to look at an area that was different than that which the Pilot Association had made their original comments. And you can see from that drawing, we've moved east and we've moved out of the deeper water and out of that gray shade area for purposes of studying and gone to a more elongated version. I think the prospects of going, and I'm speculating, but the prospects of going north up toward Akipta Peak would be problematic, you know, from an avian species perspective. It's clearly a major flyway. We have our avian consultants have think we're good where we are, although there's a substantial amount of flying the area and satisfying the permit by rule conditions for avian species. And I suspect we'll have additional conversations with those interests. I mean, as we sit here today, I don't know if anybody's here from the association or not. I think we believe that we've pretty much addressed that area. I think once we zero in and once Mr. Natale and his group do the additional surveys and studies on borings and tidal action, we narrow it down, and we certainly, as a courtesy, will go back to those individuals and have additional discussions before we come back to you.
Thank you.
Mr. Tankard?
So to be clear, this is just a study of borings so that in the future there will be one.
It's just one turbine, the real purpose of which is to try to resemble to the greatest degree possible, Mr. Tanker, the offshore conditions that one might encounter from tidal action, foundation stability, and other important activities prior to actually going offshore. I suspect this will be, I don't know, I don't want to speak, but it's likely to be a lone turbine in state waters, you know, as we go forward in this new energy field.
But again, so you, there will be no erection of a, with this, with us passing this, there won't be an erection of a turbine offshore.
Your action today does not authorize us to build anything on the bottom. It only, we needed to come to you today because we do, in fact, we'll touch the bottom, we'll take borings, and consequently, your jurisdiction came into play. So that's all we're doing today.
Thank you, sir.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Daniel.
Thank you.
Anyone else here in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition of this project? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Plumlee?
I would move to accept the recommendation of staff on this matter and approve
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.